Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Bob the Beast Sapp, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I'm going to knock him out.
Well, this is that's not even the best. Well, that's the best sap out there. Warren's number two. Bob is number one.
Yeah, you tell him that next time you see him.
I'll tell him that with Bob on my side. You and me versus Warren. Take Bob sap all day.
All right, you and Bob against Warren and I. I guarantee you we win.
No way. Bob sap is a monster.
No, Bob sap's a friend of mine.
Beast.
Yeah, we're gonna turn on
number
you.
One sap of all time.
Bob's gonna turn on you.
Not a chance.
WWE style. Mm. Royal Rumble style.
We can set it up. It's going to be here, Tampa.
I'm going to be
coming in
there.
January.
I know.
Tropicana Field.
I'm going.
So the UFC is partnering with Bud Light.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the sponsorship deal?
Who cares?
What do you mean it's news? It's
no, I'm not saying it's not news. It's just people get a life. Seriously. What world do you live in that you think any organization, Dana White or anybody else, if Bud Light came to you and offered you what they're paying the UFC, who's turning it down?
$150 million.
Who cares? You don't like Bud Light? Don't drink it. You like Bud Light? Drink it.
Yeah, but it's like anything. They try to cancel it, culture canceled. Target got, I was under the scrutiny for, having transgender bathrooms or, non-gender binary bathrooms and clothing. So, everything is scrutinized at that level.
The only thing that I think I would have a problem with is when you had the young children clothing. I don't care what you do as an adult.
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't. But if you're a parent of a 6-month-old or a 1-year-old, and you're then I want to punch you in the face.
Okay.
But I don't.
You are violent today.
No, it's not that. It's just and I've said this myself. I piss everybody off. I don't care. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care who you like, who you dislike. If you drink Pepsi, I don't care. What bothers me is that you care what I do.
Yeah. Well, you're not allowed to be that uncaring.
I don't care.
Caring, according to the people. Like, you should care more about not caring.
You know what scares me? This is the one thing. Seriously, this is what scares me.
Okay.
Because I always say, and I tell my grandkids, don't ever lie. Because as soon as you lie, if you lie to me, our trust is broken.
Okay.
So, I went to my grandson. And I said, I heard you had you have a girlfriend now. He goes, no, I don't. I go, no, I think you do. He goes, no, we're just friends. I said, you're lying. Once you lie, trust is done.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, she's my girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Nice.
So once you lie, once you say you'll do something and then you don't do it, I have publicly said, because, strikers in Vegas block the strip.
Right.
I've said I'm not stopping.
Right. You can't stop.
I'm not stopping. I'm not going to purposely drive over anyone. I'll curve to the right. I'll curve to the left. I'll go back up. But if my only is to go, I'm going straight.
Straight.
I'm not stopping. And I hope to never be put in that situation because I'm not stopping.
Yeah.
Well,
man, we don't stop at red lights in Brazil. Like
I don't stop at red lights here.
You slow down.
Right.
You have to turn the headlights off. You don't see other lights coming. You keep going. You just turn right. Always turn right. Never.
In Brazil, the law is, this is why it's funny, the first car never stops. So if a car does stop at the red light, the second car, because the car jack
to sandwich you in.
No, it's the car jack would take the first car.
Oh, right.
That's why you don't stop. It's not to sandwich you in. It's what I was told in Brazil. You don't want to stop at the red light because that's the car that's going to get hijacked.
Right, for sure.
So if somebody stops, then you have no choice. But
world a crazy place.
It truly is.
It's not getting better. It's like you would think with honestly. with everything that's going on, you would stop like all the petty stuff and the BS, but nope. Still out there.
You would think
like, oh wow, priorities
with the
like,
world being as bad as
a new perspective, yeah. And like, you know, let's look at things that are like actual important, you know, instead of like people fighting over Halloween decorations. I saw on Facebook a guy in Lakeland wrote on a white dry erase board, wrote due to massive truckloads of kids being dropped off in a neighborhood that's not their own, Halloween is canceled at this house. We're not going to enjoy or support this kind of activity. Stay in your neighborhood. Stop coming to places that don't belong to you. Right? I was like, come on. For what? Like, it's such a stupid, childish, petty thing. Like, only kids that live in your neighborhood can trick-or-treat at your house.
I saw a video of a family. There was a big bucket of candy. I mean, a massive bucket.
Okay.
A family, two adult females, and like three or four kids.
Okay.
And they emptied the entire basket.
Oh.
They took it all. It's all on video. You know, that's the problem with rings and all that stuff.
Oh, it's trash.
I mean, it is. So
it's trash.
That's where you go back and forth. And, you know, I know that I'm grumpy and all that crap. But, you know, you want to do. You want to get involved. You want. And then you see something like that and it's like.
Did you see the one where it's like a ball of candy and says, kids, take as much as you want. Right. If your mom is hot. Leave her phone number, like, thanks, your future stepdad. So, I got a lot of candy.
I don't get that.
I'm going to be busy. No, it's, but no, I mean, like, even a tradition like Halloween is ruined by just petty people doing petty stuff, you know?
Yeah, on all sides.
And it sucks, you know, it sucks. But last night, I have to say, being in the pizza industry for 20 years, Halloween is top three holidays of all of the year.
Right.
It's Halloween, it's Super Bowl, and it's New Year's Day. Those are the three biggest days in pizza sales. So last night was really the first Halloween that I've ever had with my family doing just trick-or-treating. You know, and I dressed up, and I got our dog, a golden retriever. We bought the lion's mane. And the tail, and I put a big chain from the garage gym, so it looked like he was like a lion. I dressed up as a gladiator, which isn't much of a costume, which is what I wear out.
So you went and stole candy last night. Hey, man, you're supposed to wear a costume, and you didn't.
I did wear. Well, that's just my normal outfit.
Right, that's
my,
what I'm saying.
It's my uniform. But yes, I got to participate in Halloween, and it was great because I really think, and I don't know if you remember this long ago, but at what age did your kids kind of lose interest in Halloween? Like. Because my daughters didn't dress up for school yesterday, even though they had a parade, even though it was a big school function, they were like, I'm not dressing up. Like, it's stupid. But they were down to get the candy, so they went through the motions of, like, doing right. The nighttime thing. But at what age do they lose that? Because I really felt like yesterday was the last year that we'll do it as a family.
I honestly don't remember them going trick-or-treating.
Oh, really?
I really don't. And they went to a military school, so they had to wear uniforms. Which I've always been against uniforms. But if you go to a school that demands it, then you make that choice. You know, I don't like a public school that makes you wear a uniform. I got an idea. Go yourself. But if it's a private school that you've elected to go to and whatever, you know, you follow and abide by. That's the difference to Walmart and Sam's Club. You want to check my stuff at Sam's Club, I pay to go there. That's right. Part of the you want to check me at Walmart? You can watch me as I'm putting it in my car.
Well, Steve Monroe will
check
you out. Yep. You know, and make sure you got everything in your basket.
He's still killing it on the fishing, his smoked mullet.
Wow.
You should go check it out. He's in Clearwater. He's in St. Pete.
Did you trick-or-treat last night with the
You know, I did. I went with the three kids. It's the first time that it's the furthest, and we only went two blocks. And it's funny because you brought that up. So there's a new subdivision near where I live. And we kind of walk through there. My son's a genius.
Okay.
He's a genius. He goes, why don't we go through their condos? Let's go through the condo area. It's only about a block long. He goes, we'll get to the same amount of doors as we would if we walked around the whole block.
Oh, for sure.
And it's less walking.
For sure.
I said, you are a genius.
Yeah.
So I kind of made a comment to, and I didn't mean it the way he took it when I said, we're not from here. We're across the street. It's not like we went way out of our way.
We're outsiders.
You know, right.
Oh, you're imposers. You're invaders.
And I said, I've never walked. I've never been through here. I'm not. And he's like, oh, it don't matter. What do you want? How much? Then I went to another guy as the grandkids went up. They had full candy bars.
Oh, nice.
So I told my grandson, I go, get the Nestle. And he'd already taken something. And I'm firm on one
respect,
thing.
Right. Yeah.
One thing. Thank you. Trick or treat. All that stuff. The guy's like, you want one? Take one. I'm like, no, that's awesome. So then I told my grandkids a story. True story. You're all out of stories, Randy. I don't remember how old we were. I was maybe seven, eight, somewhere in that area. So my sister is a little bit younger. My brother is a little bit older. We went to this house, knocked on the door, nothing, knocked on the door, nothing, knocked on the door, nothing. So my brother and I left. We went to the next house. My sister stayed, knocked again. The door opened and gave her money. Hmm. I don't remember how much. Could have been a dollar,
right.
But we're talking, you know, a long time ago. So my brother and I ran back over there. And my dad's like, absolutely not. Get off their yard.
Mm.
You were there. You left.
Okay.
Stay away.
All right.
You know, and that's, you know, the respect kind of thing. You know, you say please. You say thank you. I mean, my three-year-old granddaughter is, thank you very much. Only takes, no, take anything. She just took one. You know, then you see those morons that, you know, loaded up the entire, you know.
Anybody offer you a beer?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I got offered a beer last night.
When we went through that one section, they were like, do you want, are you trick-or-treating kids or adults?
Right.
And the one lady was walking, like she walked by us and she said, trick-or-treat. And I kind of ignored it at first. And then it hit me. I go, oh, I didn't know if you were saying that to us or you were trick-or-treating at that house. And she's like, no, that's my house. I'm going to get more alcohol. Well, you know, you didn't know. I really saw some neighbors that I've never talked to.
Yeah.
I mean, like within a block.
Well, because you're outside your neighborhood. You're imposing.
It's not.
We call it invading. Like in the, okay. But no, I was walking home, and a young man was standing outside with a bowl of candy in the driveway.
And then you took the whole thing.
Well, no, all the kids were there, everybody. So he's giving out the candy to the kids, and I look at him. I'm like, you're an athlete. I was like, what do you do? He's like, football, that corner. He's like, yeah. I was like, how do you know? It's like, you got a physique of a corner. So I'm looking at him. I'm like, this kid looks like a stud. So we're talking football. And then he's like, oh, I got eight offers already to play college ball, but no D1 offers in the U.S., only one offer in Canada. And I'm like, man, we got time. We can fix that. I was like, let's, like, I'm right around the corner. Let's start working out. He's from Africa, just like Caleb. So we're just talking. And so now
what's that got to do with anything?
Well, they're from Africa. It's from the same place. So we're, So out of trick-or-treating, I picked up a new client, and can't wait to get him on the field and, like, train with, like, some of my high school kids.
Is he a legal or illegal player, meaning age-wise?
We'll find out.
Well, I'm saying if he's illegal, bring him over to where you guys are.
Oh, yeah. We need, well, he's post-grad, so you're good until 36. Like, I mean, I still have all 4 years of eligibility left.
How many of the players on your football team have children?
Oh, six. No, I don't, truly. I've got one, probably at least three. At least three of them are fathers. But they're young fathers. They're 17, 18-year-old, you know, men that already have families, you know. So
is 17 a man?
I think it is.
I mean,
physically.
Well, you know, because I have this problem all the time. We'll talk about it. I don't want to go over it. So I'm going to write it down so we bring it back. That will be where we start when we return. Let's hit a quick break. Coming to you live for the last time. Tournament de Pizza, the new studio is being worked on. I will stop by there today and take a look at it. So excited. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerate.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Eric Moles with the Buffalo Bills, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit Country Depot.
Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship teams up with Joe Weider's Olympia Friday, November 3rd at the Orange County Convention Center as Dave Redneck Mundell puts his title on the line against Doug Cold Red Coltrane. Plus, Julian Let Me Bang Lane knuckles up with Marat Lord Pitbull Kazgan. Also, Crystal the Rugged Beauty Pittman versus Jay Nasty, Jordan Roslin, and many more Bare Knuckle fights. Watch it live on the BKFC app. Download it at BKFC.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split End today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bob Eubanks, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we're back now. Final thought. Any feelings about that? You know, with the word final thought?
No, not at all. I mean, it's final for this chapter of your life, but
no, just yeah.
You got to evolve, man. Like, people move on. Yeah, it's life is designed to be like a stepping stone. You build experience and you try new things and you expand your horizons. And
my wife wore some kind of costume at the hospital yesterday, and her and a friend of hers, they've been there over 40 years, I think, at the hospital. So she made a comment, the friend, about, you know, stepping up the costume next year. And my wife told me that she didn't have the heart to tell her she won't be here next year.
Yeah.
You know, that it's her career is coming, you know. I want her to do that too.
See, I think that's
same thing, to enjoy life.
So that's I think that's one of those things about, you know, the difference as you age. Like, you know, the culture was you go to school, you get a skill set in a certain career or industry, you get certified, you stay in that lane forever, right? And then you retire. So, you know, I think now, like, it's there's so many opportunities out there with technology and just the way the world is, that there's so many different ways you can make money, so many different revenue sources. You get to really do different things, and you can try to, you know, do more things that make you happy and follow passions as opposed to just a job or
for sure.
A career. Because how many people went through college at a young age? Now you're talking about, you know, is 17 a man?
Right,
or 17,
which is what I wanted
adult.
Right.
You know, you're so young, you don't know anything about the world. You don't have any experiences of your own, and you're just doing what you see. You're literally a product of your environment. So you're just going through motions. You get to college. I know when I got to college, I was pressured by my parents. My mom was a teacher, master's degree. My father, civil engineer. I had no clue what I wanted to do in my life. But here I am
still
in school.
Don't.
Well, one day I will. But as I'm going through the process, I'm taking courses. They're starting to push me into certain curriculums and certain degrees. So how many people ended up in fields or industries that they didn't want to be in?
Right.
But because they've invested so much in the education and their degree is specialized in this, they had to open an insurance agency or they had to open up a had to become a engineer. But that wasn't what they were designed to do. That wasn't their passion. So I think, you know, kudos to those of us who have the courage to try new things, that are not afraid to, like, take risk. And, you know, and that's what an entrepreneur is at heart, someone who's willing to take risk and try new things that are not guaranteed, but are willing to work their ass off until they achieve it.
No, for sure. And my daughter falls into that. You know, my daughter has a bachelor's from UCF, a major in theater, a minor in English. I didn't really know. And now she has a master's in autistic therapy. And, you know, she teaches, you know, autistic children, most nonverbal. Mm-hmm. And it's her love. It's her absolute passion. And she got lucky that she was able to borrow a lot of money from other people.
And that same people are also financing her wedding. It's amazing. Congratulations to Emily.
Well,
she's killing it.
You would be wrong on that portion.
What?
I told you.
Yeah, finance her wedding.
Well, you know, and I do want to talk about, you know, the adult thing, but goes back to we talked about before, the you're out of the house. It's bad enough if you expect a parent to pay for crap while you're in the house. Like, I had to pay rent when I lived in the house. I was 7. I had to pay rent. What's up with that?
You didn't pay rent. You paid rent in your house.
Yeah.
As 7.
No, not 7.
At what age? It's not a bad strategy.
No.
Because, you know, like I know my wife's Brazilian, and family is most important.
She just
in the
tells
Latin.
You that.
No, but in the Latin culture, and Italy, like, there are other cultures where you don't move out of your parents' house until you actually have your own family, and you stay there until, like, it's the American culture where they kick you out so early. 18, you got to go on your own. Like, you know, it's a different culture. But there's a strategy out there where it's
just
like, once your kids turn 18, you charge them $500 a month for rent. And then when they become 22 or 25, you give all that money back as a down payment for their home.
Right.
So it's literally a savings account, but it teaches them how to make money, and save,
that's
pay.
That's what my in-laws did, okay. You know, with my wife. And then that's the money they used for the wedding.
Yep.
You know, I think these elaborate weddings are ridiculous.
It's crazy.
You could buy a house for what?
You could start a business, travel the world. You could do so much
more. So I think once you're out of the house, you know, it's kind of like one of the TV shows, Chicago, whatever. And the lady's like 50, and she expects her parents to pay for her wedding. What? Not only should they not pay for your wedding, you shouldn't get gifts at your wedding because you already have everything. Right? Okay. What are you going to give, a toaster? You already have a toaster. You already have an air fryer. I just
maybe like a new walker, you know, better grip.
That could be. With a kung fu grip.
But what age do you think is someone classified as an adult, as a person, as a man, as a species?
Well, you know, like in the Jewish religion, you're a man at 13 when you get bar mitzvah. Well, that's ridiculous. And I always look at like fights, and I say this all the time. A 21-year-old should not be fighting a 37-year-old. And then the 21-year-old wins. You know, so it makes my statement look kind of... I don't think a 17-year-old is a man.
Well, it depends on the discipline of the sport. I mean, some sports you peak early. You know, your best tennis players, your Olympians, your gymnasts, you know, they're the best in their teens. You know, after a certain age, you're no longer really that good, except for like cycling is one of those where muscle maturity and
depends on
growth.
How big the needle is.
That's true.
I mean, cycling.
Right. Yeah, I gotta stay juiced up. Right. Keep air in the tires. Yeah. You know? But I mean, cycling is one of those sports where, like, the more muscle maturity you have, the more muscle density you have, that comes later in life of just years and years of training. You actually get better as you age in some sports, bodybuilding being the same way, powerlifting, etc. But a lot of sports where it's speed-driven, you're best in your teens, like tennis players, gymnasts, you know, swimmers, etc.
I don't know if I'm going to buy that. I mean, those two dudes that have won... You know, Wimbledon forever. I mean, they're about 49 now.
Yeah, but they're playing against still 49-year-old guys.
No, they're dominating. They're still winning majors.
Oh, Federer's done. He's not playing. Oh, Djokovic. Djokovic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, he's an exception. But yeah, I mean, Mexico, and certain countries, at 13, you get married. You can start a family. I mean, there's certain cultures around the world that, you know, when you hit that 13, like you said, I mean, in the Jewish community, you become a man at 13, hit puberty. Once your body is able to produce another human, if you're a female, and your body is able to reproduce a human being, then would that classify you as a woman? Like, would you not be classified as a woman at 11 or 12 years old?
No.
I mean, what's the difference between 12 and 18 other than just experience and maturity mentally?
Yeah, that's the difference between being a child.
But physically, there's nothing different. Nothing changes from the time you have your first menstrual cycle as a female till your 18th birthday. Nothing would change as far as what classifies you as a woman or as an adult.
Luckily, producer is saying go to a break. So that's what we'll do.
Well, you're not going to answer the question?
We're going to a break. I do what I'm told when it comes to radio. radio is a profession that you must follow your producer.
Avoidance.
When they tell you,
avoidance
you
is a
do
dangerous
it.
Quality to possess.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Stap Zone.
Run away.
Man Strong. Bio Accelerator. And Bucked Up Energy Drink.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Richard Karn from Home Improvement, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is a powerful founder, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
All right. Final location.
Oh, rats.
Here, you were just talking about those.
I wish I had more time.
For what?
Because I could resurrect like the phoenix. I could come out of the ashes and like.
I want to get to Pizza Hut and get another pizza.
Like, dude,
that's pretty much what I want to do. All right, so you asked me last time, and I can't wait much longer because if I don't do it, we're not going to do the 10 bell. But I didn't start the show with this.
Oh, I like your patience and your ability to change. I like the acceptance that your co-host is right sometimes.
Well, first, my co-host hasn't been here for 6 months. I don't know where Caleb is.
Right, I'm right here.
But I didn't want to not do it because I'll probably forget.
Okay.
But, we all lost a friend.
Who did we lose?
Matthew Perry.
Well, I mean, was he really a friend?
Well, yeah, he was a friend. There were six friends.
Was he your friend?
No.
Like a friend?
He was a friend.
He's the friend.
He was a friend.
Okay.
He was one of the friends.
Yeah. Addiction. He's open about his addiction.
Well, yeah, that was earlier.
They're gonna find out what actually took his life. Like, you know, I don't think they've released the.
No.
They need more time to, you know, the autopsy.
But what people don't realize, and I know this is what you're trying to teach, you know, the youngsters over at the school, and tell Mark I said hi.
I absolutely will.
Yeah, you know, I text him.
Yeah.
You know, now that I've got you in with him, he doesn't seem to respond anymore.
Well, he doesn't need you anymore. I got the prize.
I'm used to that. what people don't realize is the abuse that you do to your body young, it may not kill you at 22.
Sure.
But later on at 40s or 50s or 60s, when you shouldn't die, that's when some of these things finally kick in. It's damage that you've done to your body for decades and decades.
Sure.
You know, just because you stop doesn't mean that that problem isn't still there. Mm. All of a sudden, I'm a doctor, but
yeah,
you know, that makes sense.
Well, we need a doctor at the show since our other doctor abandoned us.
Well, no, he was never really part of the show.
Was he a friend?
Yeah.
Well, so he lost two friends.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Losing,
well, you know, and here's where I'm going to stand on that. since you're bringing that up, he still is a friend.
Okay, not your friend.
No.
He's a friend.
No. He's still a friend to me.
Okay.
I'm not a friend of his.
Oh, okay.
You know, he kicked me out of the circle.
That's true.
Because I came late to his birthday party that he spent thousands of dollars on.
Well, did you learn your lesson?
I didn't even go to Mickey D's. Oof.
Are you guys still friends? Somebody check.
Well, I did post that. I posted that. Are we still friends?
Okay.
I didn't even show. At least the other guy, I showed up late.
Okay.
Mickey wearing a 8-man strong shirt was my gift.
Nice.
You know, I thought that was awesome. But yeah, it goes back to, and I know we've talked about this, you know, all the time. If you voted for this guy or that guy, unfriend me. I'm not unfriending you. I've only unfriended a couple people, you know, and out of principle. You know, I just didn't even want to see the phone open up and see, you know, their name in it. But, you know, you don't like something I'm doing, unfriend me. I don't care what you do. As long as it's not against the law, as long as it's not something you should go to prison for, I don't care.
Who was the last person you unfriended? Purposefully.
I don't know. Well, I could think about it, you know, during the break. I could probably look it up. But unfriended off my phone or off Facebook?
Off your life. It was like the last person you just said, I'm done. Like, do you have those kind of conversations? Like, if it got so bad, like, let's say you forget a cord at home, you come back in, you're frustrated, you start yelling at your co-host, and then, like, that relationship ends. Like, would you be like, hey, look, this isn't working out? Would you be that guy, or would you just, like, block my number, not answer my calls, and, like, avoid it for, like you did the question about womanhood?
What do you mean it's not like, no, what happened today? Was 70% me, you know, so I wouldn't block you, you know, if it would have gotten ugly.
But if we ever got to a point where I would break off, like,
yeah,
you
know, no,
like, would it be a sit down, like, hey, let's go talk, or would it be like, I'm not going to call him back, or I'm not going to answer his calls, or I'm going to take Steve to the softball tournament instead? You know, what's like, how would you end it?
It depends, you know, because typically I don't end them. I don't care. You know, even if I say something stupid or I piss you off or piss them off or whatever, I'm not mad at you. So why would I go and hide? You know, like the incident with the guy who I went to his birthday party late. I'm not hiding from him. I go do what I think. He's walked by me. He's ignored me. Whatever, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to lose how much sleep? None. But that would be anything. You know, there's other people like that. There was a big famous fighter that didn't like something I said or a stance when it was all the issues of a couple of years ago. Don't ever talk to me again. Your radio show's a piece of crap. Yeah, so is your career. Whatever. You know, now I can't tell you who it is because I just said that.
No. Oh, yeah. What about Big Dan?
No, I have nothing to do with that.
You still friends with him?
I don't know. That's up to Dan. That's like all of whenever there's an issue, it's not I don't have the issue.
You know, we should play a game. We should play a game.
Friend or no friend?
We should hand each other. Everybody gets each other's phone. We go to Facebook to the blocked list section. And then we get a list of all the people. And we unblock one person and send them a message pretending to be you or the persons whose phone you have.
How do you find it out?
All right. There's got to be like a feature where like it's got.
So in other words, you don't know.
I mean, I've never done it. I mean, I really don't. I'm not in the business of like blocking people. There's got to be like settings.
Help
privacy.
And support. Hit help and support.
Probably settings.
No, settings and privacy.
Okay. That's probably going to be like a block.
Yeah. There's somewhere in here. It says, cause that's how you block them.
Profile story. Oh, blocking at the bottom. Oh, wow. I've blocked a lot of people.
All right, where is it? How do you get to it?
At the bottom in settings.
Bottom of what?
I go to settings.
All right, I'm at settings.
Go to the bottom. It should say blocking.
No.
Keep going all the way down. Scroll all the way down.
Threads, WhatsApp.
Let me see. There.
I can't.
That's what mine looks like.
Because then you'll see that I blocked you.
So I've got quite a few. Oh, I remember that guy.
I really want to find it.
Yeah, I remember there was a period there where a lot of people used to send me messages because, like, I would always have my shirt off in the media, and a lot of men would send me, like, unwanted suggestive
photos.
All right,
let's go back. All right, tell me again. Where do you go?
All right, so go to settings.
Settings of what?
Facebook? Phone, your phone settings.
All right, so that's settings. That's in the settings, okay.
Okay, hold on. All right. Oh, no, go. I'm sorry, Facebook. Go to Facebook.
Through settings?
Your app. No, just your app.
This is awful radio, but it's so much fun. All right, I'm at Facebook.
Okay, now go down to settings at the bottom below all those.
I don't know where settings is.
Let's see. What's it?
This thing here?
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
I don't want you to know that I blocked you.
You're not blocking me. All right, there's settings right there at the bottom.
All right, give it back.
Okay, so now go all the way to the bottom of settings.
All the way to the bottom.
And it should say blocking.
Blocking.
So hit that. It's going to give you a list of all the people you blocked.
Holy crap. I don't even know half those people.
Oh, you do.
Oh, my
God.
You
just don't remember.
No. Oh, my God. I got to unblock that one. What?
So let's go through and, like, send messages.
Oh, my God.
I think we should play this game for real. And you can't see what the other person writes. So I give you my phone. I get your phone. We unblock all these people. We send them a message pretending to be you.
I didn't.
You pretend to be me.
I didn't.
And just see what kind of responses we get back.
This is insane.
Yeah.
I did block all these fast checking things because that's a pain in the butt. Holy cannoli.
Right?
I'm telling you, I didn't block a couple of these people.
I got Joe Foster blocked. How did his message get through yesterday?
And I blocked.
Oh, he went to the page. He went around my block. He went to the page or I'm not blocked him.
This is awesome.
Oh, look at that.
Randy butt dials a lot.
So I do that. How do you butt dial? How does that work? It's in your pocket. How does it dial?
Wow. Oh, I guess I blocked a mini donut guy.
Oh, that's awesome.
I thought we were still friends. I guess we're not. I guess I blocked them. Dang. Well, see, we can make a game show of this next week, like unblocked, like the segment.
All right. Now, how do I find?
See, what do you think?
This one will be even better.
Huh?
How do I find
Dr. Davidson?
Well, no, he's not on social media.
Okay.
Yeah. So, how do I find who I blocked on Twitter?
Oh, you would have to go to Twitter.
Well, I'm on
Twitter. Thing.
I'm on Twitter.
There's got to be a setting, you know.
That, I think, would be fun. Because there's some people in here that I could get in trouble with if you knew who I blocked. And then there's others. There's some celebrities I blocked. Like, they care.
They might.
I just don't want to see their crap. That was a good segment. I liked it.
But I think we should do it for real. Like, we actually trade and then we just send random messages on your behalf.
Here's why I won't do that. I don't trust you.
Why? What would I say that you wouldn't say?
First of all, I don't trust you.
Why would you say that?
Because I don't trust you.
Because I'm going to say the wrong thing? Because I make it entertaining?
Because you know a couple people that I have blocked. and I would never speak to these people again. And you'll go and do something stupid.
You invite them to a barbecue cookout at your house?
Anything.
With your address?
Just responding.
Pool party at Randy Harris's house at 2 o'clock Sunday?
Just responding to these people in general. I want
message me for details. Pool party coming up Sunday.
Speaking of which... Our final break ever coming to you live from the St. Pete Racquet Club. Can't wait to get the hell out of here.
Bring your floaties.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Bio Accelerator, Locked Up Energy Drink, 8 Man Strong, and something. We'll be back one more.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
This is D'Lo Brown from NWA TNN. Right here, right now, you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hello, this is Clyde the Glide Drexler from Houston, Texas, site of the 2004 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And I just want you to know that you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. I'm going to use all of the research I did on John Waite now.
Yeah, why'd you waste your time on that guy?
Well, John Waite didn't call in, but at least I have a lot of stuff I want to ask him.
What a baby that guy is.
He was the baby.
No.
No doubt
then
about that.
Then he grows up. Like, I guess if you have a band that's named a baby, eventually it outgrows itself.
The Babies.
Well, they all grew up.
Now well, they did.
Babies.
Now they're the oldies.
Yeah.
How is touring different?
Who?
How is touring different? We should ask Steve this, but I'm curious. Seriously, this is a serious question that I wanted to ask him, and we will ask the next.
Know.
All right, what's the question?
Well, back in the day, it used to be like all sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and my lifestyle was like hard on their body and just like a crazy, like on the show, road, party, always.
Would you like to know the question now?
Now they're all about health and fitness, doing yoga, trying to like reverse the damage, like you were talking about Matthew Perry.
Would you like to hear the question first?
To extend their life.
Okay, yeah, that's ahead. Not my question.
Sure, go ahead.
Serious question. Well, let me turn on because maybe...
Oh, Steve's going to talk?
Well, he might have to answer this.
Was he unblocked during the last segment? Did you guys repair your relationship?
So,
you give him a voice?
Here's my question. How different is touring when you're the lead singer of a group or it's your band? Like John Waite did some... John Waite stuff, okay. And then he was in the Babies. He had one of those super bands. So how different is it when you're in a band of equals or you're the head guy, Steve?
It's a lot better when you're the head guy because
you do nothing.
You don't have to talk to anybody. You don't have to there's like no democracy. You're the man. And you never get upset, basically, unless it's like the club owner or the venue or something like that. Nothing ever upsets you, or you just replace that person.
So back in the Motorhead days, if there was an issue, they never went to Lemmy.
I don't know what you mean by that. Like
you said that there's no worries, so I'm saying if you're the head guy of the band, mm-hmm. and there's an issue, whatever it may be, they don't go to the lead singer. They don't go to the head guy, Lemmy, back in the day of Motorhead. Who would they go to?
Well, that was a little bit different. Lemmy, probably in a small couple little portions of the band, he was like the end-all be-all. But really, it was 33%. Lemmy wanted it that way. Because if Lemmy was to steer the wrong direction, the other guys would steer him, you know, in the right direction.
Kind of like allegedly in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, where Freddie Mercury had all the power, allegedly. And then when he went off and he came back, then it's like, oh, no, now we've got to do quarters. And everything we do, quarters.
Yeah. No. Well, but Lemmy was very correct. Looking back, it was very correct. Not him not just being the one brain. He wanted all three to make sure Motorhead steered the right way. Lemmy was smart.
Now, am I right about the health and fitness side of the touring industry? Like, are the rock and roll guys now more worried about longevity and living longer and not dying?
No, because the groupies are different. Now you need a bigger tour bus as they're older.
Well, you have to have the motorized like lifts and things. Is that what you're saying? Is like they need more room?
Yeah, exactly. More room so you get the wheelchairs in. Bus drops down.
That's so weird. Oh, your bus got hydraulics? Like, no, it's just
again. Again, serious question, because I always say you want to be the lead singer.
Yeah.
Because the lead singer, you know, Robin Zander, whether he's Cheap Trick or he's singing with, I forget what the name of the band that is, Safety Harbor or Main Street or whatever. when you're a drummer, when you're a guitar player, that's not as apt to happen. I mean, yeah, you've got some legendary whatevers, but
the Def Leppard guy, he's the star of the whole show. One-arm drummer. I mean, that's unbelievable.
But here's where you're a knucklehead. I'm not saying that you're wrong, but you only know him because he's a one-armed drummer.
It. He's the best one-armed drummer I've met.
He's the best one-armed drummer you probably ever watched.
That's it. He's the master. I saw one-legged man kick his own ass once.
Yeah,
the state fair.
He fell down.
His tour bus is on the way.
All right, so update us real quick on the Arnold, the Universe, all that stuff this weekend.
Yeah, Mr. Olympia competition going on in Orlando Friday, Saturday. You know, Olympia weekend, BKFC Friday night, Orlando, same place, Orange County Convention Center, and then Saturday, SFA Academy. Special fit Olympic team competing. We got 100 athletes competing this year in the Sports Fest, so we'll be featured. Hopefully, Arnold Schwarzenegger will come by and do a little video for our program, and Mark Wahlberg, I heard, is on deck to come by and do some stuff with our athletes. So, big weekend right down I-4, and looking forward to it.
And what time will that be so I can be there?
All day. It's an all-day event, so I plan on being there from 9 a.m. till 6 at night. Arnold gets there whenever Arnold wants to get there. That's the man, you know.
I was at the Arnold and saw Arnold.
Yeah.
It's, he has a full array of, security and,
for sure,
you know, the whole nine yards. Who will have a bigger entourage, Arnold or Mark Wahlberg?
Arnold.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Mark Wahlberg.
Nah, Wahlberg's young. He's still agile. Like Arnold, he can't get away. He's too
small. Arnold's going to have security.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't say security.
Oh,
I said entourage.
Entourage.
Ooh, I didn't even get it. I didn't even realize I did that.
Yeah, the entourage.
That was the show. Yeah, entourage. Oh, that was really good, and I didn't even mean to do it.
Good job. We'll edit that one back out. But no, it's going to be a great weekend. Excited about it. And our football team takes on Trinity in Jacksonville Friday night.
And you're not going.
I can't. I'll be at the BKFC.
What kind of coach are you? What kind of mentor are you?
And,
how do you not pick priorities properly?
Well, I mean, my job is really done. You know, like I got them ready for the competition.
Oh,
I'm not drawing out plays on the sideline. I'm not the coach. I'm not giving them instruction. I'm not telling them.
Are you even on the sideline?
I am.
Are you really?
I am.
How'd you finagle that one?
Well, so I
walk out there.
No, I have to help water guy get water. You know. And then there's times where I pick
up. Do you call
up.
It water or do you call it H2O?
That's water again. Well, H2O because, you know, you want the 2-hydrogen. So you have to be certified, you know, handle those kind of chemicals, but I am. And I went to school for that.
Elementary school.
Well, still a tough program.
You didn't clarify what school.
I didn't say. I mean.
Give me the Bucks Houston score for Sunday. What do you think happens?
Oh, 16-20 Houston.
Taking Houston. And I believe Houston is favored by 3.
Okay.
So, and you typically get 3 for playing at home. So, should be a close game.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of offense. I think it's going to be kind of.
Your thoughts on, and I know you don't have any, but the Buccaneers activated their third string quarterback. They released a defensive lineman to put a third string quarterback who won't play.
I don't know why they don't give Trask the shot.
Absolutely not.
Why?
Absolutely not.
You need to test the theory, test it out. Like, see,
there's nothing to test.
He's a good quarterback. He outperformed Mayfield in
when?
Huh?
When?
In training camp.
How do you know?
Because I was there.
You were not there.
I lived through you vicariously.
Okay, and I
saw your video.
And I never said Trask.
I saw the velocity come out of the pocket. I saw his accuracy.
I never said
Trask is going to take this team to the promised land. You got to believe in Trask.
There is zero chance that Trask was ever going to be the starting quarterback.
But he might. He could have the talent. He could be the next Tim Tebow.
Well, he could.
Coming out of
another team.
Out of Florida.
This team needs a lot of things.
Yeah.
This team needs some things they don't have, obviously. Some things they're not never going to get.
Why don't you like Trask? What's wrong with Trask?
It's not that I don't like him.
Are you going to block him again on Facebook?
It's not that I don't like him.
He's
going
to block you if you don't.
The fact that he was the third string last year should tell you all you need to know.
You're working your way up.
Okay.
It's like George and Wheezy. You think George started at the penthouse? No. to the deluxe apartment in the sky? You think it took just went straight to the deluxe apartment? No, he had to work his way up. He had to do dry cleaning and pay his dues, earn his stripes, and then he gets to the promised land.
Trask earned his way to where he is in the fact that the number one and the number two quarterbacks on this team left.
Who's number three they activated?
Wolford.
Who?
Exactly. Another team wanted to sign him off the practice squad. He wanted to stay here in Tampa.
Really? Well, the weather's nice.
Taxes are better.
Yeah.
His mom lives in Tampa. I believe his dad lives in Jacksonville. I believe he lives in Miami.
Yeah, you're a Florida guy. It's hard to go anywhere else. I mean, this is where people just wait to die.
You know, funny you say that, because I've always heard that my whole life, right? Yeah. So we go to this event on Thursday with Fair Play and Johnny Bananas and Dax, and all these young people are in this room.
Wow.
The girl that was in the challenge, some artist that's opening up some spots here on Central Avenue, and he goes, Tampa sucks. St. Pete's the hip place.
It is.
I know that, but you just said it's where people come to die.
Well, Florida.
Which is what it was. No, St. Pete.
So it used to be Heaven's Waiting Room.
St. Pete was.
Right.
Right.
But now the average age has dropped by 40 years in the last 15 that I've lived here.
And when I get to 40, I'll be able to be at that number.
Yeah.
What the hell are you laughing at?
40 what?
I don't understand what you're saying.
40 sleeps away?
You know, when I die,
yes,
you're going to be heartbroken.
Well, just unblock me so I can follow along, make sure I know when to show up.
I'm not unblocking. I don't unblock anybody. I just unblocked the one thing that I did not block.
You blocked it.
I did.
You're just age. You forgot.
No. Why would I block that?
You forgot the core to the show. Are you think you were going to remember blocking somebody months ago?
I did
forget
the cord. It was in the backpack. Why I would have put it in the backpack? Probably because I was so overwhelmed of cleaning up all my crap with no help. Not that wasn't directed at you, but...
Well, I'm gonna unblock you when I get home and we can be friends again.
I don't care. No. What do you mean again?
Yeah, it's like a renewal process. Yeah, like I think marriages should be like that. You should get married for 5 years. Then you have an option to continue. Like you sit down. Do you want to continue on? Yes.
Bad idea.
Why? It's like a renewal. It's like a release.
But what if we were playing a board game once, and the question was, if you could go again, go back in time, would you marry the same person? And I believe my wife said no.
She's a smart lady. I mean, she's paid a lot of dues in her life.
No doubt.
She's,
I took the granddaughter to go see her at the hospital the other day, and I joked and said something to Nell. And I said, but you cannot tell Nana that I said this because she will divorce me if you say this to her. And then, of course, I told my wife what I said. So, you know, every morning the baby comes down and where's Nana? Nana's at work. Why is she at work? I said, she's at work so Rara doesn't have to. I'm going to hell if I believed it.
Well, see, if you get a chance, like every 5 years you renew the license.
Well, no, the problem is a lot of people wouldn't. If you had that option, even though you have an option.
Because if you mess up and go to jail, you get an end date. You serve your punishment.
Are you implying that marriage is like jail?
No, it's worse because it's still death. there's no end date. At least criminals have something to look forward to. They're like, oh, on this day I'm going to be set free and I'm going to be open and it's all good. I think you should have renewal periods.
Yeah, I'm good.
Put me on a ballot. Let's vote.
Well, she would say no.
You don't know that.
Oh, no, she's told me.
Well, she doesn't speak. You're probably blocked her, too.
No, I would never block her.
She's pretty good.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's the best. Her children are okay, and you're awful.
My kids are honor roll students, straight A's.
Except for some B's.
Yeah. Do you hear that, Steve? My daughter got straight A's, all B's, or one B. All A's, one B.
And I said, that's awful. I hate people that do that. My kid made straight A's and two B's.
She's also undefeated.
Well, then she didn't make straight A's.
She didn't win last game. But we're undefeated this season. 5-2.
Participation. Do you allow a participation trophies in the house? Seriously.
I can't.
Yeah, I never let them bring them home.
I mean, my wife is the other. I mean, she would allow it. Because
she has a participation trophy. It's you.
I know.
But she allows you in the house.
Because when you accept mediocrity.
That's right.
And you let it like breathe, it grows. And it goes into other areas of your life. So I would say no. You know, I don't want your second place trophy.
Second place is almost okay. It's when you get a third place trophy or fifth place.
It's all or nothing.
It's second place is first loser.
Yeah.
Yep. Ricky Bobby.
Yep. got to be a winner or nothing. Like, I mean, my trophies, look, they boxed up my trophies here. Like, the paint's not even dry.
Let me be honest with you. They boxed up all your crap.
At least I don't have to do all the labor. Like,
I'm surprised it's not out front.
Saves me time. Well, there's a lot out back. But no, they put my trophies when I fastest media lap at St. Pete Grand Prix.
Which wasn't true, but they wanted you to feel good.
First place.
That was a participation trophy.
I got the trophies in first place. First place team media challenge. I mean, you know, like, I wouldn't accept it if it was a second place.
All right, we're out. We are gone. We will never return to this racket.
Don't say that.
Why would we come back here?
Never say never. Looking for an investor.
Trust me. They're not bringing you back, which means I'm not coming back.
Block me. Send me your office.
All right. See everybody next week. We'll have hopefully info on our new location. See you.
My new Seville. My tribe went down in the Hall of Fame, cause I'm the one who shot Jesse James. Power for power, I will never break down. Big Bang. No, sir, I don't mess around.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.